message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for bringing us this far in this fast. Day 6. How many of us are happy? It's day 6 already. The fasting is rounding up. It's just halfway. How many of us feel like continuing? None of us is raising up our hand. Well, if via the grace and unction upon our senior pastor, he can extend it. Praise the Lord. I'm on my own, though. Hallelujah. But may the reward of this fast be evident for all to see in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to appreciate God for this great privilege, and I don't take this for granted. I want to celebrate God's servants for giving me this privilege to stand before the people of the Lord. Sir, your grace will never run dry in the name of Jesus. And I'm trusting God to use me to bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. Quickly, today is supernatural settlement via kingdom stewardship rewards. Supernatural settlement via kingdom stewardship rewards. That is the reward of kingdom stewardship. Kingdom service is engaging in spiritual investment towards the advancement and enlargement of the kingdom of God. Kingdom service or kingdom stewardship is simply engaging in spiritual investment towards the advancement and enlargement of the kingdom of God. We all know what kingdom stewardship is. Example, working in the choir, or serving in the choir, the ushering, those that sweep, those that pray, those that finance, giving, anything you do, like an investment towards the advancement of the things of God, that's kingdom service. And service in God's agenda is a covenant that holds a sure and certain reward. It is only man that you will work for and that can cheat you. But God is a God that can never cheat you. For every labor, he said, there's what? There's profit. God rewards labor. He rewards your service. To sign up for kingdom service or kingdom stewardship is to sign up to be on God's payroll. How many of us know that if you're on the payroll of NNPC, you just have to be paid by NNPC? Yes or no? Yes or no? If you're on the payroll of Chevron, if they don't pay you that month, you have a right to walk up to their human resource and say, why haven't I been paid? Because you are a part of the service of Chevron or Shell. To be in God's payroll is to derive every benefit that God gives to his children. And I know for you and I, we will not fall short of that benefit in the name of Jesus. But I must clarify something to you tonight, brethren. God does not pay title holders. He doesn't pay you because you are a bishop. He doesn't pay you because you are a pastor. He doesn't pay you because you are a most senior, reverend, holy apostle. He doesn't pay you because of title. He doesn't pay you because you are a HOD. He doesn't pay you because you are a cell leader. He pays you because you are a laborer in God's vineyard. In every labor, there's profit. He didn't say in every title. There's no entitlement in title. There's none. But there is labor. There's reward in God's service. No matter how big you are. That's why you keep seeing God's servants in this commission. They still go out for evangelism. They still go out street evangelism. Who is he? When our fathers in the faith are still doing street evangelism. There was a day we were working together for evangelism and somebody walked up to us and said, a whole senior pastor, a whole presiding bishop of a ministry on the street doing evangelism. He was surprised. I said, don't you do it in your own ministry? He said, no, our senior pastor does not go out, though. It's others that go out. But I'm sorry, in my Bible, there is no entitlement in title. There is no retirement in God's service. There's no retirement in God's service. We serve till he calls us home. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. There's no limit. He didn't say you shall serve the Lord when you are young. It is that you shall serve the Lord when you are small. And you will serve till he calls us home. And I pray for you and I. We will be found worthy in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, what are the rewards of kingdom service? The rewards of kingdom service are so numerous, so enormous. But I will just pick few because of my time so that we can pray tonight. Number one, supernatural supplies. To serve God or to be a part of God's kingdom stewardship is to sign up for supernatural supplies. If you want to live by your normal supplies this year, don't serve. But if you want your supplies, your resources to shift to a supernatural realm, then serve. How do I know that? Job 36:11. It says something. It says, if they obey and serve me, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If you want to spend each of the day in 2020 in prosperity and the year 2020 in pleasure, key into his service. If they obey and serve, I've given you the instruction. Serve. Join a place. Join a particular thing. Serve God. Serve. If they obey that instruction and they serve, they will spend their days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. See, a genuine servant of God who genuinely is serving God can never lack. I have testimonies. I have people that I can show you. If you serve God genuinely and you lack, go and ask. There's a problem somewhere. You can't serve God genuinely and lack. He must provide. Because he that calls, he's just like you working. Have you ever seen a staff of a multinational company be wretched? Or let me use an ambassador of this nation. Maybe a U.S. ambassador of Nigeria. Or how do they put it now? An ambassador of U.S. living in Nigeria. When you see him, you don't just see him. You see the one that has employed him around him. Yes or no? You must see something around him that reminds you or that says this person is not an ordinary person. He's not an ordinary employee. You must see the caliber. Perhaps the way he looks or the way he dresses or perhaps the way what he drives. Something must remind you that he has affluence around him. Because that person that has employed him, he is a representative of that country. So they cannot, send him and not, they say, you're allowed to say with them, we cannot see a king and not see the royalty of the kingship around it. Someone that, you cannot work for God and be a pauper. Because if the streets of heaven are paved with gold, I can't come here to suffer. I have to represent that which has sent me. I don't know if somebody is listening to me in the house tonight. To serve God is to sign up for supernatural supplies. To serve God is to sign up for supernatural supplies. Serve him. Obey and serve. That's what the word of God says. If you obey and serve, then you will spend your days in what? In prosperity and your years in pleasure. That shall be the testimony of you and I in the name of Jesus. Luke 22:35 says, and he said unto them, when I sent you without purse, Luke 22:35, without purse or scrip or shoe, lack ye anything? And they said nothing. God cannot send you. You can't serve God and lack. You can't. See, I'm done with those people that will tell you they are so-called pastors or so-called Christians. And they will be a genuine man of God does not need what you have. If he has been called by God, God will provide for him. If you are his God, if you are his servant, serving in one particular place or the other, don't worry about. He says somewhere in Matthew, he says, if he, as God, provides for the lilies, the birds that don't have sense like human beings, right? The trees, they live. The animals, they live. Somehow, why wouldn't that same God, the God of order, take care of you and I that are much more important? We are so important that he didn't send angels to die for us. We are so important that he didn't send anybody. He sent his only begotten son. Why then do you think that God will allow you to suffer if you serve him? The surest thing to work for in life, the surest person to work for is God. He's God. Man can disappoint, but God can never disappoint. Hold on to his word. Serve this year more than ever before, and he will reward you. He will reward you. Number two, command of the supernatural. Rewards of kingdom service. You command the supernatural. In Mark chapter 16, verse 20. In Mark 16, verse 20. And they went forth. That is, as they went forth, that means they went ahead doing the things of God and preached everywhere, soul winning. And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. As they went, the Lord was working with them. As they went, they didn't just go doing anything. As they went preaching, as they went doing his word, the Lord was working with them. This year, as you go forth, the Lord will be working with you. As you go forth, doing the will of the Lord in his service, engaging yourself, kingdom service, not running away from evangelism, not running away from soul winning. As you go forth this year, the Lord will go with you, performing signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. There was a man called Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom, for some of us that know the Bible well, something happened to David. They brought the ark of God. And alas, when the ark of God came into Israel, they were rejoicing. Suddenly, Uzzah died because he touched the ark. And they were all afraid. Even the king was afraid. I said, okay, dump the ark in Obed-Edom's house. That means God is angry with me or something. They couldn't figure it out. But they dumped the ark in the house of Obed-Edom. I want to believe Obed-Edom did not just look at that ark all the while. He attended to it. He attended to that ark. And as he attended to it, the Bible says even the animal in his house changed. That was a command of the supernatural. I don't know how animals change. I don't know how they look like. But I want to believe everything in Obed-Edom's house was so unusual that they had to call people and say, in 3 months, the Bible said, in 3 months, even his animal in his house changed. He shifted in 3 months. This year, as you engage yourself in the things of God, the Lord will shift you. I don't mean local shift. The Bible says the animal in the Obed-Edom's house, everything in his house changed. That means everything that is connected with you, associated with you, is not permitted to remain the same. This year, the Lord will shift you. You will command the supernatural via kingdom service. Don't forget. And then, number three, guarantee of answered prayers. What does kingdom stewardship do for you? You have a guarantee of answered prayers. John chapter 15, verse 16. John 15, 16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you to do what? Go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. What a blank check. Whenever you serve him, especially the aspect of soul winning, Kaya Baradash, that's the secret of the kingdom. Sometimes when you look at great men of God, don't just look at them and envy them. Observe what they do that is sustaining them. One of the major things sustaining them and keeping them and preserving them is one thing called soul winning. That's the only thing the Bible made us recognize, that once a soul is won, a party is thrown in heaven. So that means if a party can be declared, the person that caused the party must be acknowledged. The person that caused the party must be acknowledged. Brethren, don't take soul winning with levity this year. And Robert says, once you have done that, anything you ask afterwards, he will do for you. Quickly engage yourself. Whatever you are trusting in the Lord for, having done, engage yourself in soul winning. And let your fruit remain. Even if you are not doing the going out, if it is handbills you can pack, in your place of work, give and give. In your school, give. Every opportunity you have, preach the word of God. Every opportunity you have, speak to somebody about Christ. speak to somebody about Christ. Because the more the person gives their life to Christ, the more chances you have. You're just piling up blank checks. And, you know, the Lord will give you unusual results this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, it says, "To seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And every other thing." That's a blank check. Every other thing. The other thing required are the things that were recorded earlier in the verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That is, seek God first. Attend to the things of God. And all the other things will be settled for you. That is, there is no other thing. That means every other thing you can think of. Guaranteed answers to prayers. Kingdom stewardship is guaranteed answers to prayers. In Luke chapter 7 from verse 5, there was a story of a centurion. Something interesting about that centurion was that he had a particular servant he loved so much. And the servant was sick unto death. He sent to Jesus and said, "Look, come and heal." Somehow, maybe Jesus was even trying to contemplate or debate or, you know, trying to see if he was going to move or not. Immediately the centurion said, "Oh, look, you don't even need to come again. Just say a word." But you know something amazing about that centurion? The people around him spoke for him before Jesus and said, "Ah, this man, he built us a synagogue." Immediately Jesus heard that, he didn't think twice. He went straight and resolved that man's issue. That means you are not permitted to lack. You are not permitted to be on the asking or waiting list if you are somebody that is committed to the things of God. For him to have built a synagogue, that means he loved God. And Jesus is not waste time in attending to his issue. Heaven will not waste time in attending to your issue this year. Heaven will not waste time in attending to your issue this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is somebody saying a good amen? Number 4, divine health. Rewards of kingdom stewardship. Divine health. Exodus 23 verse 25. "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I," somebody say "I." You know, tenses are powerful. It didn't say "and he." "And I" means it is me, God, that will take away sickness from the midst of thee. You are not permitted to be on the sick bed if you are a kingdom steward, if you are a kingdom servant. If you serve God, you are not permitted to lie down on the bed. You are not permitted to... This year, hospital will not collect your money. For sickness, I mean. If it is for delivery, they will collect. If it is for, you know, praise the Lord. But there are some people that... Don't be deceived, though. I don't know. But may we not experience emergency or any hospital. There are diseases. Honestly. When we have good health, sometimes we don't know what we have. Some people spend a lot of money. I'm sure the doctors can't even, they keep discovering more diseases. Yes or no, ma? They keep inventing. They'll just keep finding. They keep discovering. There are diseases. But the tiniest bit of disease will not be our lot. I said the tiniest bit of disease will not be you and I's lot. In the mighty name of Jesus. But one thing is sure, if you must stay healthy this year, if you must remain vital in this kingdom, good health, be in kingdom service. It pays. You can't serve God and be bedridden. No. In Mark chapter 1, there was a story, verse 30 to 31. Simeon's mother-in-law was on her bed, sick. Jesus came in, but Simeon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And anon they tell him of her. Next verse 31. "And he came and took her by the hand, lifted her up." He didn't pray. Immediately, somebody say immediately. "The fever left her." But I was wondering, why did he do that immediately? "And she ministered unto them." She had been ministering before. So she's laid on that bed and Jesus came, took her by the hand. No prayer was rendered. No word of prayer was said. You are not permitted to be on the sick bed. Rise up. This year, the tiniest bit of sickness will not be your lot. I said you are not permitted to be bedridden in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, God values his servants or those, or his children that work for him. God values them. When you are vital, when you are working in his vineyard, he can't allow any sickness to come because he will so guard you. How many of us have been to CBN? You know, it is easy to walk up to any commercial bank and just walk through the gates and go straight in. You right? But you dare not do that in CBN. Yes or no? Why? Because the level of resources they have is higher than the commercial bank. In fact, if you walk like this to a commercial bank, maybe the worst that can happen is the automated door. You do pam, 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 and then you check your, if you have a phone, you go back. Go to a microfinance. You can even go and say, I want to come and see their very boss. Nobody will hold you down. The level of access you can have in those things is depending on the level of resources they command. I'm just trying to bring out something tonight. God regards his servants. He guards, they are precious. I'm sorry, but God will not regard somebody that works for him, that serves him for the advancement of his kingdom, lesser than somebody that is not doing his work. No. When it comes to supernatural supplies, he will first give this one. When it comes to divine health, there's a sickness, he will remove it. He will first attend to you. You are number one priority to God. This year you'll be on his priority list. How sweet the year will be if all of us are on his priority list and we will be there in the name of Jesus. See, stop jumping from pillar to post, from one mountain to another mountain, from one prophet to another prophet. Stay on the word of God. Obey and serve, and you will be blessed. Obey and serve. He will remove sickness from you. Obey and some people earn so much money, it is hospital that is taking it away from them. There's a story of a man that was very close to me, very close. I know. In a week, there's a particular drug he buys. I don't know the name of the drug, but I was told 60,000 per week. He has to use it to stay alive. If you are wondering if I'm telling lies, how much is dialysis? Dialysis is as much as 50,000 or about. Some people are on dialysis and they do it twice a week. Such people, even if they earn money, the devil has finally put baskets in their house. And as they are fetching the water, it is entering. The resources you and I have, it's not to. There was a day, last year, something happened. Somebody very close to me was very ill. And the report I gathered was that she was dying. That I woke up at night, angry in my spirit. And then, because I know I will be, they will ask me for money, I spoke aloud that night. And I said, God, the resources I have now is for enjoyment. It's not to bury anybody. I don't have money to do any sickness. I don't have money to submit to the hospital. Jesus, consider my service and let your mercy extend to that person. God heard my cry. No hospital was gone. No hospital. Miraculously, she was healed. Brethren, it works. If only you kill yourself in the place of service, you can call forth. Ezekiah, Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1 to 5. Ezekiah was a whole king. A good king. But something happened. Let's quickly go there. Ezekiah, Isaiah chapter 38. In those days, was Ezekiah sick unto death? If you read before then, Ezekiah was a good king. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him, the next verse, and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. The next verse, then Ezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord. You know what? If man tells you, gather up your house, today you are dead. That is man talking, right? You can appeal before God and say, God, man has spoken. You have a higher say and settle your case with God. But in the case of Ezekiah, God himself spoke and said, Ezekiah, he sent his prophet. He didn't send any other person. He sent his prophet and said, Ezekiah, tidy up your house. Do your will and hand over. But Ezekiah did something. He said, no, I cannot come and die like that. Stewardship gives you permission to negotiate before God. Stewardship gives you permission to negotiate. It's, I can't die like that. Bible says, and remember, he now said, remember now, Oluwao, ni wakat yo woyi, right? That's what you're about to say. Nisi singi, Oluwao. Don't mind me, I have a CAC background. Praise the Lord. He said, and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart, and I have done. Somebody say done. What is meaning of done? To do, to be engaged, to be involved, to be in assignment, to have done, to serve. I have done that which is good in thy sight. And Ezekiah wept so. Alas, because of my time. Isaiah did not go far. God called him back. Hey, maybe Isaiah must have said, ah, Lord, 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 Lord. Don't let me look like a liar. I have already delivered your message. Maybe he must have said, I don't know, but God said, my friend, go back. Service is talking. May your service speak for you this year. The question is, let's ask ourselves, the kind of service we are rendering to God right now, can he negotiate? He was so sure of what he's doing. But I should ask you, are you sure of your service? Are you sure of your service? Are you sure of your service? That's a deep question we need to ask ourselves. And I pray we will not be found wanting in the name of Jesus. You know, I heard the story of a man. It's a true life story. How many of us have heard of Pastor Yonggi Cho? His associate pastor. This guy died. For some of us that have read about, it's on Google. I mean, it's on internet. It's a true life story. This guy died. No, yes, he died. Something happened before he died. He lost his wife. So he was so bitter. He was so depressed. He was so, you know, he was not too good. So himself, I think, and his son also, they went to the tomb of the wife. And they were, you know, the son also was crying and crying and crying. And then the son told the father, look, I can see that the tomb is moving. The father said, no, it's not moving. All of a sudden, because of so much pain the man had, there was a sharp pain entered into his heart. And perhaps, and in no less than a few minutes, the guy died. The man died. That's the pastor, the associate pastor of Yonggi Cho himself died. He was weeping over his wife before. He himself now died. But Yonggi Cho said he himself, he was given his death certificate. After 3 days was the whole thing that happened. I mean, after, so it was not as if they told him. He said he saw the certificate himself that this guy was confirmed dead. But when he died, when that sharp thing came and then he died, he said 3 stars fell from the heaven and those stars became angels. One took him by the left, one took him by the right, and then one was going. And then it was like when he looked back, he saw his body. And then he was asking them what was happening. And they told him that they are moving to heaven. I mean, they are leaving this earth. And he traveled for about a day. When he got to heaven, he said, long story made short, he saw Jesus. And then, beautiful place. He said he saw his wife. And he wanted to hug her because he was so bitter. You know what I mean? He was so almost depressed. He wanted to hug her and say, ah. But he noticed that the wife was looking so pretty. Paul Yonggi Cho said, the wife normally is not a pretty woman. But you know, in heaven, you know, this body, it's like a cupboard. Your Bible says cupboard. It's just like a case that has our body. I mean, that has our soul. And here, when we get there, we're going to be transformed. So the wife was already transformed. So she was looking glorious. You know, so she said, ah, you want us to hug? And he said, no, don't hug. So that you still have an assignment to do. So they were taking him round and come and see my mansion. She saw the wife's mansion, so massive. He said, okay, where's my old mansion? So they took him to where his house was. When he got there, he said, he looked at the house. He said, ah, no roof, no window, nothing. What's happening? They told him, no. Whenever you walk on earth for the kingdom, it comes up as material and is being used to build. At that level, I paused. I said, really? The question is, if they are to build, how many of us will even have lived? See, we might be laughing, though, but this was a true life story. Some people will not have even have laid foundation.
But the Lord will help you and I in the name of Jesus. This being a true story, it's a true story. Please, this year more than ever before, work for God, not eye service. Know that there is a reward in heaven, not on earth. When we have that understanding, it sets us right. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number five, quickly, destiny distinction. What does kingdom stewardship do to you? Destiny distinction. To be an addicted kingdom servant is to be outstanding. Malachi chapter 3, quickly. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them. That means he will separate them. As a man spareth his own son that serveth him. The next verse. In verse 18. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. This year, there will be a clear distinction between you and others. Because service, he said, that serveth God and him that serveth not. When you serve God genuinely, there is a distinction. God would differentiate you. Not just in looks, so in all parameters. Supernatural settlements. They won't be able to phantom it. They won't be able to comprehend it. How are you doing it? It's not about the how. It is because I serve God and he has promised to distinct me. He has promised to differentiate me. God will differentiate you this year. In your marriage, he will differentiate you. In your place of work, he will differentiate you. In your job, he will differentiate you. In your business, he will differentiate you. As a student, he will differentiate you. In whatever you do, because you have decided to serve God more this year, the Lord will differentiate you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number six, divine preservation. My time is fast spent. There is an extent to which you serve God and you become untouchable for the enemy. How many of us know that? You become untouchable for even witches. You become untouchable. Divine preservation. Divine preservation. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 19. You know, when you walk with God, God takes care of your warfare. When you walk with God, he takes care of your warfare. And I pray for you and I that the Lord will keep us all through this year in the name of Jesus. The Lord will keep us. Quickly, there are some requirements for rewardable kingdom stewardship. Some people will tell you, I've been serving God, but I'm not seeing the reward. All what you have listed now, haven't seen one. But what qualifies you to see one or all of those things? Number one is to have genuine passion for God. Genuine passion for God. Are you genuinely serving him? I should ask you that question. Some people are not serving God. They are serving his eye service. Some people come to church. You know, some people have, because if you have genuine passion for God, there are some things you won't do. You know that you have come to meet with God. You're serving in your department. You're serving in your choir. It's for God. No eye service. Whether your pastor is around or not, you are still available for service. You are still available for the things of God. Whether your HOD is around or not, you are still available for the things of God. Some people will tell you, you know, if your friend is offended in choir now, because you don't have genuine passion for God, you say, because they offended my friend. After all, they offended me too. It's my friend. The question is, did you come together to church? It is amazing when some people tell you that, how can they speak to me? How can you talk to me like that? A homie. Sometimes they talk to some of us horribly at work. We dare not go back and say, I'm not working again. If they talk to you, you would rub it in and continue your work. Because once you take a bow, your salary takes a bow, and you join the unemployment roll back. Praise the Lord. But it is amazing that many Christians, at any little offense, we find it easy to leave the house of God. It is barbaric. God forbid any of us here that they follow you up this year. Hello, we have not seen you in church. What is it? It is lack of genuine passion for God. When you genuinely serve him, he thinks you will always want to come to do the things of God. There was a woman in Luke chapter 13. I'm not going to read because of my time. From verse 10 to 14. Luke chapter 13. The Bible says that woman was bent over for 18 years. This woman, to be bent over, means to probably walk like this. For 18 years, not one, not two, not three. Bible said 18 years. And this woman was still found in the synagogue for 18 years. She was going for 18 years. She was still bent over. I'm sure to wear clothes for her may have been difficult. To even eat, do a lot of things may have been difficult. But her condition did not hinder her from coming to the house of God. And there was a particular day. A particular day. That is why I know. Today, a particular day, the Lord will attend to you tonight. A particular day, Jesus stood still. Woman, thou art loosed. She got to that level and she was loosed. Until you, when your dedication to God, I mean, when your challenge does not affect your dedication to the things of God, when your particular challenge that you are facing does not affect your passion for the things of God, it will get to that level that your passion for God will swallow up that particular challenge. When your passion, Pastor will always say something, say your passion for God gives you your portion in life. Your passion for God gives you your portion in life. The Lord will give to us our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, quickly. Requirements for rewardable kingdom stewardship. Genuine love for his house. Genuine love for his house. To genuinely love his house is to come to the house of God every available time that is possible. The psalmist said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in your house than dwell in the tents of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in your house. The house of God. Some of us need, you know, I learned that there are four categories of people in the church. Number one, those that have the passion for the things of God. They genuinely love God. Number two, those that partly love God and partly love things. Example of those people are like, they love God small, but whenever they don't have money, they don't come to church. Whenever God has not answered them over their children, they don't come to church. Whenever they don't have clothes, new clothes, they don't come to church. Whenever they don't have shoe, new one, to oppress others, they don't come to church. That's the second. The third category are those that love other things. That means all they come for in church. They have, Pastor, was it Pastor Moshe that I was saying to a pastor? I said they have turned God to ATM. Only thing they come to is, Oluwa, say, Father, do it. Baba, Oluwa. All they want is, once they get that thing, they are away. They don't come again. The next time you see them, Sister Lagoja, where have you been? We saw you in church. Maybe they're asking for a husband. God gave them a handsome man. And away they have gone. We haven't seen them. But the next time you see them, thank God you're back. Let me pray. My husband is a drunk. He just keeps drinking. The question is, if that would take God to keep you in church, let him be a drunk, No. It's the truth. Because some people are all, they only come and they, like ATM. But our God is not like that. Too. I'm just kidding. Our God is not like that. He's safe. You know, he's safe. But then the last kind of people are those are the agents of the devil. Don't be deceived that everybody in church are Christians. Out of Jesus himself picked the 12. And the Bible says he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He still picked Judas. He knows Judas well, yet he still picked him. In the church, there's Sambalat and Tobias. Yeah. So that is why in your kingdom assignment, in your kingdom stewardship, walk alone. We have been taught on stages of disloyalty. Many times, they won't want to walk alone. They want to canvass others and join you. Say, don't you see what, see how that sister is even leading praise? It's old school. You should say, Benny, Musha Rebek, Ogun Salelungbe. Then you should now start joining. Before you know it, not knowing that one is an agent of the devil on an assignment. But you have come to church. Passion. When you genuinely have passion for him, nothing offends you. Bible says, why is he that offense come? Nothing offends you. Anything they do, whether your HOD talks to you or not. Some, if you ask somebody that, why haven't you joined a particular department? I ask somebody one day, why haven't you joined a department? Say, I'm still thinking. And I started listening to all the departments. I said, we have this, we have that, we have this. He said, I'm still thinking, man. I said, okay, create your own. Let's, because of you, establish it. He said, I will get back to you. The question is, do you passionately love God? Many Christians want the things from God, but we don't want to do the things of God. May the Lord give us grace tonight to do the things of God in the name of Jesus. Number three, giving to the advancement of God's kingdom. When you give to the advancement of God's kingdom, it qualifies you for a rewardable kingdom service. And number four, faithfulness. Be faithful. 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 Faithfulness is when you are signed in to be in a worker, be faithful. How many of us know that you paid NEPA bill in June 2019 does not qualify you to have light in January 2020? Yes or no? Yes. Say yes. Maybe some of us are owing NEPA self. Who knows? Praise the Lord. That you pay NEPA 2019 September does not qualify you to have light. What qualifies you to have light is that you have to consistently keep paying the bills. Yes or no? To enjoy the light. You have to consistently work for him to enjoy the benefits of the things that are accumulated or attached to kingdom stewardship. You and I this year, we will be distinguished. I say you and I this year, we will be distinguished. Distinguished for good in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are here tonight. You need to settle things with God. If Jesus were to come, you can't be counted. Not because of anything, not because you are really, really, you're not that bad, but you still need to settle yourself with God. Quickly, I'd like to give you an opportunity to just give your life to Jesus tonight. I said it earlier. I said, genuine passion for God. To have passion for God is to give your life to him. You want to give your life to Jesus tonight. Quickly, can I see your hands up? I'll count to five. Or you want to rededicate yourself. Quickly, I want to see your hands up tonight. You want to rededicate yourself back. You have given your life to Jesus before, but you fail. There's nothing bad in acknowledging yourself and asking him to have mercy on you. Quickly, can I see your hands up? I'll count to the count of five. Number one, you need to settle things. You know that things have not been so smooth, or you're even guilty in kingdom stewardship. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. From tonight, I want to turn a new leaf. Two, you have not been faithful like you should. Can I see? I'm seeing a hand there. All right. Am I seeing a hand? Okay. God bless you. If you're raising up your hand, please raise it up well. Let us see you. God bless you. God bless you. It will be acknowledged, to be identified with him is to enjoy God. Quickly, four and five. And if there are online viewers too that has given a life to, please, you can send us an email and let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Quickly, if you are raising up your hand, I just want to say a quick prayer. Father, I ask for mercy tonight. And I ask that, Lord, you have mercy upon me. From today, enroll me and give me grace to stand. In Jesus' mighty name. Quickly, everyone, can we please be on our feet as we begin to celebrate God for tonight? Let's thank him for the word that he has given us tonight. Let's go ahead and thank him. Are we thanking him? Go ahead and appreciate him for that word tonight. Go ahead and appreciate him. Give God all the praise. Celebrate him tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A better amen. I want us to pray and say, Father, empower me for effective and efficient service in your kingdom this year. Go ahead and begin to pray. Empower me, Lord, this year for effective and efficient service in your kingdom. Help me to be more effective in the things of God. Help me to be more efficient in the things of God. Father, empower me. Empower me, Lord. Empower me, Lord. Empower me, Lord. Jesus, empower me. Empower me, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want us to open up our mouth and say, Father, I refuse to be discouraged this year in serving you. Go ahead and begin to pray. Whatever may come, I refuse to be discouraged. Grace to stand. I refuse to be discouraged. I will serve you till the end. I refuse to be discouraged in serving you. Whatever may come, Jesus, I refuse to be discouraged. I will serve you to the end. I refuse to be discouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A better amen. Father, give me the grace to be faithful in the kingdom service, that I can access my spiritual settlement. I'll take it again. Father, give me the grace to be faithful in kingdom service, that I can access my supernatural settlement. Go ahead and begin to pray. The grace to be faithful. Faithfulness that will access my supernatural settlement. Grace to be faithful every day of this year, each and every month in this year. Grace to be faithful, that I may be found faithful in the name of Jesus. Help me to be found faithful in the name of Jesus. Grace to be found faithful in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want us to open up our mouth and say, Father, may I not miss my reward in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to pray. May I not miss my reward in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me not to miss my reward. The grace not to miss my reward.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.